The old lady is coming down. On Monday, a team of arborists began sawing down what's believed to be the biggest sugar maple tree in the country. NHPR's Todd Bookman has this remembrance of a Kensington landmark and the woman who knows it best.
Janet Buxton seems stressed. You would be too. It's hard letting go of things you love. Harder still when reporters won't stop calling you.
A circus.
I'm part of it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I love my tree. I'm heartbroken. It takes my mind off it.
Buxton has lived in this Kensington house with this tree since she moved in 1954. She and her 11 siblings grew up in its shade.
Bobby, Dickie, Donnie, Kenny, Billy, Dolly, Janet, Sonny, Nancy, Skippy, Jonathan, and Betsy.
It's just Janet who lives in the old farmhouse now, though. There are actually two sugar maples flanking the house, just feet from the front windows. This section of the house was built in 1780. That's around when Buxton thinks the trees were planted. One's big, one is even bigger.
Well, it's a huge, huge tree. It's 21 feet. The girth is 21 feet. And this limb that comes out at right angles is as big as a regular tree.
But a few weeks ago, a storm swept through.
But when we had the terrible windstorm, you could hear it creaking open. Oh my God, my tree.
There's now a crack running clean through the trunk, like someone took a cleaver to it. So what's the plan for the wood once it comes down?
Well, everybody in the family wants a piece. I'm on a countertop made out of some of it, and a man was just on the phone, and he wants to make some bowls, and people are lining up to take my tree. Nobody paid for the arborist, but now everybody wants a piece of my tree.
Janet Buxton hired Micah Davis, a local arborist, a few years back. He installed anchors, he's fed it special compost. Together, they tried their best, but after the windstorm, it's just become too dangerous.
And she's gonna go. I call her the old lady.
On Monday, reporters, neighbors, passersby, they took in one last look from the roadway. And then... what took 200 plus years to grow, it comes down quickly, thoughtfully, in sections. The arborist himself was taking photos from the bucket as he went. Janet Buxton poked her head out every now and then. Like the old lady, her time here is also done. This fall, the house, after 67 years, is going on the market.
It's the end of, just the end of our time with this house. The whole house and the tree, we all go together. Yeah.
Todd Bookman, NHPR News.